show today, we have Riverfront Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, Tim McLeod, talking about his credit union's incredible turnaround story and a very fun bobblehead campaign. So check it out. All right, I want to get to the most important part of this interview, Tim. Which is, and I say that with tongue firmly planted in my cheek, your bobblehead campaign, the Where's Tim bobblehead campaign. There they are. There they are. Give me, this is the kind of the lighter side of the interview here. What was the idea behind this and how has it been? Because I've seen this on Twitter. I accidentally kind of ran across it on Twitter. I went, I got to ask Tim about this. So what's going on here?
We have an amazing marketing department. Our marketing director, our VP of marketing, Shauna, she's been with us for about a year and a half now. And again, Michael, as we said, one of the things that we did throughout this whole process, and I'm gonna quote Collins' book, Good to Great.
Yeah.
That's my favorite read of all times. You know, it came out in 2002. I read it that year, and I've read it every July since, because there's just pearls of wisdom in there.
You're right.
And one of the things that he said in that book that has always stood out in my mind, that is a constant go-to for me, is while it's important to have the right people on the bus, it's equally important to have the right people in the right seats.
Mm, good point. Yeah.
There is a great advantage right there. And again, as you ask my thoughts to tell others, make sure you have the right people on the bus that want to do the things that you are setting out to do for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you have the right people in the right seat.
Yep.
Shauna, our VP of marketing, is one of those people.
It sure looks like, it sure sounds like it.
All right, so she comes to me one day and she says, we want to do a campaign. I come up with this thought about a bobblehead.
Yeah.
I'm like, a what? What's a bobblehead? You know, I think I had one of Michael Jordan one time.
Yeah.
But it was a toy. So she said, we're getting ready to launch Instagram again. You know, one of our arrows in the quiver.
Good
is
move.
Social media.
Good
all
move.
Right? So again, when I got here, we didn't have a lot of it. Now we have all of it, and we're building that process up, truly building it up. Not just going out and hiring someone to dump 2,000 likes on our page.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it organically.
Good for you.
So the last piece of that was Instagram. All right, so I didn't have Instagram. I don't know what that is. I do now. She said, we want to launch this bobblehead campaign. And the premise is, on Fridays, where is Tim? Like, where is Tim? She said, we're going to take the bobblehead and we're going to go around the service area and we're going to take pictures at various locations.
Yeah.
And we're going to put the bobblehead up on Instagram.
Right.
So that the members, as long as they like and share, whatever, they go in a drawing for a prize. That's to help build up our Instagram followers.
Yeah,
which
engagement.
Is about, since we started several weeks ago, about 100 Instagram followers. So hence the bobbleheads come to life like that. And as you see, we have, you know, suit coat bobblehead.
Love
and we
it.
Have casual bobblehead. So, you know, to be honest with you, my first thoughts, Michael, was that's kind of not me. I don't like, you know, pictures of me and the likeness of me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, let's do something. And she said, but people, they've grown to know you and we think that it'll be exciting because you're always out and about. You're always talking here and there. So people will relate to
that. I think they'll appreciate that.
Will relate to that.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Go for it. And voila, here it is. So we have the two bobbleheads that still scare me a little bit. But I've gotten used to it. I told them, I said, well, you know, if we're going to do this, we got to do it right. So
of
when
course.
I'm outside, I've got sunglasses on for, you know, I want to protect my eyes. We need some bobblehead sunglasses.
Sure.
And sometimes I grow a beard, so we need a bobblehead with a beard.
You need various ones, yeah.
You know, of course, I get the funny looks from the marketing department, especially the graphics department. So we don't know about all that. So
This is, I mean, I had to end the interview with that. I thought it was a great idea the way you guys were doing it. Because, I mean, a lot of people have bobbleheads and they just use them as tchotchkes or giveaways and stuff.
Right.
But you guys are actually using it in the community and engaging your members with it. So that's why I wanted to add to the interview here with this, because I thought it was such a fabulous idea. You know, it's kind of silly on the surface, but, you know, when you get down to it, it's really effective.
It is. And like I said, we've had a lot of fun with it. And we take the bobblehead, for instance, I'm in a rappel challenge. We have the Abraham Lincoln Hotel in downtown Reading is an iconic hotel. It's 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's been around. It's got a lot of history. So we're doing a fundraiser for a Children's Home outfit, and one of the things is that you know, they donate money to the cause,
yeah.
And if I get over a certain amount, I got to rappel off of this building.
Yeah.
So, just like in the military, I've got to jump off of a perfectly good building with a rope attached. So those that follow us, they've seen bobblehead now. He's already done his rappel down a building, and so we're gonna fix him with a GoPro, and he's gonna rappel down the Abraham Lincoln with me.
Oh, awesome! You'll have a partner.
In a couple of weeks, we'll be posting it on Instagram.
Oh, I'm gonna be watching that, definitely.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Oh my gosh, Tim, this has been such a pleasure, and I'm no wonder you guys are on this great journey now. This turnaround story is fabulous, and I can't wait to share it. And it really sounds like you guys have set the foundation for future, I don't want to say growth, but gosh, almost explosion of growth, because you guys are doing the right stuff here, even with the bobblehead stuff. I mean, you're doing the right things, and I mean, you guys know that way better than I do. So it's just from the outside looking in, it's really exciting to see what you guys are doing there. So well done.
Yep. Yep, I appreciate you saying that. And, you know, we come to work every day and do what we do and try to do it the best that we can.
Mm-hmm. And it's even better that you get to share the story with other credit unions so they can go, hey,
yes,
let's try something like that, you know? And that's the beauty of our industry. We can share this stuff. So,
And you know, I don't know if it's cool to do so, but I always, anytime I have an opportunity, if anyone wants to call and have a discussion about particulars,
yeah,
you know, feel free. I still believe heavily in the corporative spirit. Anything that I can do to help someone else, I will more than happily do so.
Awesome. Awesome. Great message to end on. Tim, thank you very much again. Appreciate the time. You and the bobbleheads, have a great day, sir, will you?
Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome.